we have a lot to do. And I feel like 2020, in a way, was a year that was, for lack of a better term, stolen from all of us. It's been a challenging year, and although we got some things moved forward and good things done through the city, it's been a difficult year. So I'm excited about Glenwood Springs. I'm excited about us getting back to our new normal and seeing what that looks like and seeing our economy recover and being able to get out and celebrate life again with friends and family and have gatherings. We also have a lot of important projects that we're working on and moving forward in Glenwood Springs, so I want to see those through.
Well, what have been some accomplishments you've been a part of or have initiated over the past 4 years?
We got the 27th Street Bridge replaced, and that was the worst rated bridge in the state, and we were able to get good grant funding, and we had some funding from the voters, so we were able to get that bridge replaced. I've been very excited about the South Midland project. It's been in disrepair for a long time. It's really needed a full reconstruction, and we are doing that now, and I'm very happy to say that I strongly advocated for a sidewalk along that road. The new road will have a sidewalk along it, so I think that will be a huge improvement. We also redid Two Rivers Park. I'm very proud of that. We were able to upgrade the boat ramp, and we also cleaned up the bank and added access for pedestrians along there. We put a soft path down closer to the river. We have increased the percentage of renewable energy to Glenwood Springs Electric that we purchased from our wholesaler. We increased that to 100% in 2019. So we now offer 100% renewable energy to all of our electric customers. And other things that I advocate and push for are affordable housing, which is so important to our residents and our businesses. I've been able to get our housing commission started again. We are working on a pilot project that we'd like to do on a piece of city land. And we're also working on some code changes to get more affordable housing and workforce housing within the city.
Also, something that happened this year is the return of recycling into the city limits. And if I remember correctly, you were a pretty big part of that.
Yes, very much so. Was very excited to move that project forward. The city was able to secure a piece of land right in town, actually close to the old recycle center. And we now have a new in-town recycle center again, and we're really working on providing that service to everyone.
Well, you told the Post-Independent in January that Glenwood Springs was among the first local governments in Colorado to put a mask order in place, and that's something that you were happy about. And I'm thinking that your opponent, Ricky Rodriguez, might disagree that this is an achievement. Your thoughts?
You know, that's something that council agreed on doing early on in the pandemic. There was a lot of information from health sciences, medical sciences, that that was an important thing in slowing the spread of the disease. And we were very united on council that we wanted to do all we could to protect our citizens and our residents in the community. It also is seen, you know, as the pandemic progressed and we did our best to follow the state restrictions to keep our community safe and slow the spread of the virus, we found that it was an important tool, not only to keep residents safe, but to also slow the spread so that we could keep infection rates down and keep our businesses open.
What are some of the pressing issues facing Glenwood Springs today?
Well, certainly it will be the recovery, and we hope to have a good year in 2021 for our tourism economy. It is also dealing with the impacts from the Grizzly Creek fire. We are, you know, working closely with the U.S. Forest Service and others to understand the potentials for mudflows and things like that. We are also working to upgrade our water intake systems up the No Name drainage and up the Grizzly Creek drainage, which were both in the fire burn area, so that we can make sure that we are able to provide clean, safe drinking water to all of our residents. Other things are looking at the Southbridge project. That's been the highest rated and top priority projects for Glenwood Springs transportation system for quite a few years now, but it's been moving through the NEPA process. And we now have a preferred alternative from the Federal Highway Administration. So we are moving that project forward to 100% design. We're also working continually on engaging the community more and making sure we have really good engagement with our Latino community. We're translating all of the information that we put out into Spanish, and we are investigating having our city council meetings simultaneously translated into Spanish. And we really think that that will boost engagement and involvement by the Latino community in our city government.